Okay, so one of the minhagim that we have during the period of Svira, really between Pesach and Shavuot, is the minhag to study a perek of Pirkei Avos, which has, Pirkei Avos, let's say, has six prakim, but really Masechet Avot, the Mishnayot, has five prakim, and the sixth perek, which we add on, is Perek Kinyan HaTorah, which is really a series of brisot of non or less canonized Tzaddik material. So we have the minhag to study it one perek a week between Pesach and Shavuot. So why do we have this minhag? So there are many, many, many reasons given for this minhag. The minhag is a very old minhag. It appears in the Avot Draham, it appears in the Chos Chaim, the Kolbo, it appears already in the middle Rishonim. But why do we do this? So there are a good 9, 10, 11 answers given to this question. They basically divide into three categories. Some suggest that the reason that we read Pirkei Avot, that we study Pirkei Avot during these 6 weeks from Pesach to Shavuot, relates to the fact that we are approaching Matan Torah. Now they say this in different ways. One way that they say, that the Mefarshim suggest is that Pirkei Avos teaches you how to be a good person, how to be an ethical person, and in order to be able to learn Torah, in order to be able to receive the Torah, as we say, right, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, so we need to prepare ourselves ethically for the Torah, and therefore we study Pirkei Avos in anticipation of Shavuot. Masechet Avot also deals with the Mesorah, right? It starts off with the tradition, and therefore it also sets the framework for how we receive Torah, how we learn Torah, how we have Rebbeim. Right? The whole, besides for speaking about ethical issues, the Masechet is organized according to the Mesorah, so in that sense it also prepares us for Matan Torah. The way it actually appears in the first source, in the Avot Draham, is that the period of Svirat HaOmer is like a period before a wedding or before two lovers are reunited and they count down the days and they're preparing and they're thinking about it. And if you look through many of the statements in Avot, some of them are ethical statements, some of them are about Mesorah, but some of them are simply about how excited you should be to learn Torah and how committed you should be to learning Torah, Seteras HaKeva, right, to make sure you learn on a consistent basis. And therefore, it's our way of thinking about our beloved as we anticipate the wedding of Matan Torah at Shavuot, so we talk about all these things that get us excited for Matan Torah. So that's basically the first category of answers, right? The people who think that we read Pirkei Avot as a preparation for Matan Torah, again, either to teach us about Mesorah, about the ethics necessary, about to get us in the mood and the anticipation towards Matan Torah, but all those answers basically think it's about the connection between the Kabbalat HaTorah aspect of this period. That's possibility one. Possibility two that you find in the Mefarshim is that it's based not on this period being pre-Matan Torah, but rather on this period being a time of din, a time of judgment. And here also the Mefarshim divide into at least three possibilities. Some Mefarshim note that Shavuot is a time when we are judged on the produce for the coming year, the tree's produce for the coming year, and therefore it's a time of din, it's a time of judgment, and if that's the case, so whenever it's a time of judgment, you should be doing tshuva, and Pirkei Avos, which talks about being a good person, gets us in that mood, it gives us mussar to be a good person. Alternatively, some of the Mefarshim suggest that because it's the period that we mourn the death of the students of Rabbi Akiva, we see that it was a zman of din, a time of judgment, where they were held accountable for not acting in as good a way as they should have, lo nagu kavod ze bezeh, and therefore we learn from that that it's a time of judgment, it's a time where we are criticized for the way we interact with people, and therefore we try to improve on that by studying Pirkei Avot during this period. In a similar vein, some of the Mefarshim say it's not that it's just a yom of din, but that it's a time of avelus. And as we know from Kohelet, when one goes to a Beis Avel, when one encounters death or encounters mourning, that's supposed to spur one to do tshuva. And therefore, for mourning the death of the students of Rabbi Akiva, it's not just that it's a Yom Din, but the whole atmosphere of mourning is one that directs our minds towards tshuva. So that's sort of category two of the answers that you find, right? So category one related it in one way or another to the fact that we're getting ready to accept the Torah. Category two connects it to the fact that this is a time of judgment or a time of avelos, a time that is ripe for tshuva. The third category of answers that you find, and this already appears in the Avodraham as well, connect it not to Shavuot at all and not to the death of Rabbi Akiva's students, but rather to the fact that it's summer. Right? They say it's about summer. Why should you learn Pirkei Avos in the summer? So here, again, the Mefarshim divide. Some Mefarshim say, well, the summer is a time of the Yetzer Hara, right? It's a time when right, people don't dress the same, people can go outside, right? There's all types of things that might entice you to do something wrong, and therefore you need a little bit of musr as you go into summer months. Other Mefarshim aren't quite that, harsh, shall we say. It's not about the Avirot. They just say, realistically, the summer is when you can go outside and you can walk among the trees. It's just inviting to waste time, right? We know that, right? During the winter, okay, it's easy to go to a shir because it's dark by 4:30, it's freezing, you don't want to be outside, there's a nice shir, you'll just stick around. What else are you doing? The summer, right? It gets dark late, you can go outside, you can enjoy yourself. It's not like you can do anything wrong, per se, but you need encouragement to bracket out time to learn Torah, to go to shul, right? Make sure you make it for a minyan, all those things. The summer is just a time you need a little bit of musr. So that's another sort of subset. There are other things they suggest. It's also the time they note. The summer is the time, you know, during the winter it's hard to go on a diet, right? You can't really go exercise. During the summer we start taking care of our physical bodies, right? We can go for a run, we can go for a swim, right? It's just easier. So since it's the time of year when we start taking care of our physical body, so some of the Mefarshim say, well, that means you should also start taking care of your spiritual body, and therefore you should be learning the lessons of Avot. So again, there are some other answers, but basically the answers that I've seen divide in those three categories. Those who say that Pirkei Avot prepares us either ethically or in terms of excitement or in terms of understanding the Mesorah for Kabbalah Satorah. Those who say it's more about the fact that this period is a time of Din or Avelos, where we're supposed to be reflective and be doing Tshuva. Or it's a time when we need a little bit of extra musr because it's the summer and we're more likely either to waste time or do things that are actually negative, or simply it's a time when we commit ourselves to getting in shape again, going for a run, going for a jog. So if we're going to go for a jog physically, then we should probably do a little bit of exercise on our spiritual side as well. There are other reasons, but I think that just gives us perspective on the types of things we should be thinking about in this period of Sfiras Omer as we approach both Shavuot and the summer in general, which today's weather reminds us that is, please God, close at hand.